to you by Penguin.
Alien Earths by Lisa Kaltenegger. Read by Cassandra Campbell and Lisa Kaltenegger.
To Lara Skye, who makes every day a beautiful adventure. To friends and family all over the globe, who make our pale blue dots such a wonderful world. And for everyone who ever looked up at the sky and wondered if we are alone. Introduction. A message from our pale blue dot. Red puffy clouds fill an orange sky. High above, the purple moss that dots the few exposed islands on the horizon. Waves break on the small stretches of shore, glittering in the red light from the sun overhead. You wait for the sunset and the darkness of night, but they never come. To experience nightfall, you have to travel for days to the far side of this distant planet, a place of eternal dusk. Even farther on, the dim light recedes, turning the landscape into a never-ending night. The conditions greeting you on the night side of the planets are staggeringly different. The beam from your flashlight only penetrates the pitch black of your immediate surroundings. It allows just a narrow glimpse into an unfamiliar world, populated by life forms you've never before encountered. In the gloom, you can just make out tiny bright specks of light, a biofluorescent glow that paints a slightly green sheen on the eerie alien landscape. But the organisms here are perfectly adapted to the perpetual night. Having always lived in total darkness, they do not require the sun's light for energy or to assess their environment. By sensing heat and sound, they perceive the world as clearly as humans do with sight. Like creatures in the deepest, darkest parts of Earth's oceans, they are strangely familiar, and yet, not at all. Are we alone in the cosmos? The question should have an obvious answer. Yes or no. But once you try to find life somewhere else, you realize it's not so straightforward. Welcome to the world of science, which always starts with a deceptively simple question. We live in an incredible epoch of exploration. We are discovering not merely new continents, like the explorers of old, but whole new worlds circling other stars. Since the first extrasolar planet was discovered in 1995, astronomers have found more than 5,000 others in our cosmic neighborhood. Astonishingly, that means about one new world discovered for every other day since we built the first instrument sensitive enough to detect them. And we have only spotted the ones that are easy to find, the tip of the iceberg. Planets are so common that they circle most stars. And our galaxy, the Milky Way, hosts about 200 billion stars. This staggering number indicates that there are billions and billions of new worlds to explore in our galaxy alone. The imaginary planet I described above could be one of them, half dipped in constant sunlight and half in never-ending darkness. We are not discovering these new worlds in ships, not even ones designed to sail through space, because these exoplanets are trillions of miles away. Those vast distances make the search much harder. But light and matter interact, which gives us a way to explore these new worlds on our cosmic shore, even so we cannot reach them yet. Just as the stamps in a passport tell you what countries a traveler has visited, light contains information about where it has been on its journey. Signs of life are written in a planet's light, if you know how to read it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?